We're joined in the media center by Clay Milliken, his current number one qualifier in Top Fuel at 3.631 at 330.39 miles an hour. His 3.631 is a national elapsed record. Clay, you sit back there and you watch the cars and you watch them go down and watch them go down. Grubby, like you talked yesterday, has got such an incredible tune-up. I mean, is that number? I mean, did you guys think you were going to run that or going up?
Well, I got to be truthful. Preacher Craig, as I like to call him, Craig Garland, comes to praise with me before every run. Well, Grubby will be on a mission walking back from the starting line to the tow vehicle. Not to talk to me, to talk to Doug. And so Craig is literally grabbing my hand, and we're about to pray. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't normally tell a preacher, wait a minute, but I'm like, shh. I just said, wait a minute. And so we're trying to listen to what Grubby's telling Doug. And he says, boss, I think there's a 366 out there, but I'm not sure what else there is. But I see a 366. I think that'll be the best. And so Craig's looking at me. Preacher Craig's looking at me like, and so I text on my phone. I didn't send it to nobody, but I text on my phone. Grubby said 366. And so I show that to Craig. And Craig's like, okay. So we pray, and we go 363. So I don't know. I'm not saying Craig had something to do with that, but at any rate, he made some changes after he talked to me and Doug. I literally, like when we towed the car back in, I come right here. So I don't know. Doug, did he think that's what it was going to run, or he didn't tell you yet either? We don't know. So, but he's usually really good at his number, and I've told y'all that before. So Preacher Craig's at the trailer when I get back, and he comes straight up to me with a serious face. He says, Grubby lied to us. And he said, I was trying to be a big shot to my wife and my little grandson. He said, we went to the finish line to watch. And he says, Clay's going to run 366. And so we made him wrong. So I think that might be one that Preacher Craig lets us out of, though, since we went 363. But anyway, I didn't mean to make this the Craig show, but, I mean, that run is 100% David Grubnik doing his thing. He is the baddest dude out here right now, and I don't think anybody can argue that. We just set the national record. He does it his way. There's no shared information, and it's done with a group of young guys that the only way they know how to put that car together is the way David Grubnik and Mac Savage tells them to put it together. I have nothing to do with this. I get the fun part. I get to come up here and talk to you guys. I get to stomp on the loud pedal. And we just went 8.12 to the 60-foot. We've been quicker than that once. We went 2.05 to the 330, which I'm pretty sure that's the quickest ever to the 330. You're nodding your head. What did we go to half track? 294? 294. And the driver was testing out the traction over by the right side there. When it left the starting line, it picks the front end up, and it makes its way over to by the wall. And I'm like, man, this thing's hauling. But it's still stuck. Let's just ride down through here and see how it is. I think I might have made Doug lean over a little bit, but I did scoot it back over. That run was straighter than my first run. My first run was a little wiggly, but what an incredible job. Again, everybody talks to me, but Grubby, Mac, all those guys working on that car, they are amazing. And we're doing it no help, no nothing. That is David Grubnik's setup. That's his tune-up. And it's Doug Stringer's car that I go out there and stomp the loud pedal on. And I talked a long time for one question.
It's okay.
Okay.
You earned it.
Was the weather conditions perfect for this thing?
To be honest, I didn't think we could do it. I've been saying, I said it in the media conference that we had here Thursday, whenever that was, that I thought we could set the national record. I truly believe we could set the national record for a while. But the weather forecast, I thought, was going to be cooler than this. I really thought we would set the record in Reading because it's normally so cold there. It wasn't cold there. This was really good. Obviously, best ever good, but I didn't think the weather was good enough to go 63. I really did, especially after I heard him tell Preacher Craig 66. But again, he did make changes, and wow. There's more there is all I can tell you, because if we catch a race where you got sweatshirt on outside, right now it's still comfortable with no sweatshirt on. if you catch a race wear a sweatshirt on, this car will go quicker than that. And I 100% believe that. And if we catch a track this good as this and weather cooler than this, that car will go quicker.
Tomorrow's supposed to be cooler. But the sun's coming out.
Yeah, sun has a lot to do with it. Yeah. But you never know. I don't count out that Australian on nothing. If the weather's there, we could go quicker. Other cars can too.
Sure.
But I like our chances. I like our chances. I like them bonus points too.
Yeah, I mean, especially now, you know, you've had a couple races where you haven't gone as many rounds as you want. You know, how important are those bonus points to you? So you're trying to play catch up here a little
yep.
bit.
All of them are hugely important. Grubby's goal. I said something about the national record after Q1, and he's the first thing he says. We get points for that? No. I don't care. All I want is the bonus points. That's exactly what he said to me. And that was the end of that subject. He did not care about the national record. All he cared about was the bonus points. Me, I wanted the national record. I want to be the quickest guy in the history of NHRA, and right now our team is. We are, you know. So tomorrow, you know, all he'll be thinking about is bonus points. Back to the rounds thing. You know, if you look at last week, you know, we lost second round to Antron. We were actually quicker to the 330. The thing, we had a ignition problem, put a hole out. Then the driver made a mistake, couldn't decide if he was going to try to, like, keep going, pedal it or whatever. I backfired the supercharger. My fault, 100%. If you watch it on Fox Sports 1, I backfired the supercharger. That was me, not Grubby's setup. And, you know, we lost. So it's right now we've got the quickest car. We just have had some little bitty things that have got us. I mean, you know, we went to the semis the first race of the thing, and we lost to Doug. Went 380, where we had been going way, way quicker. Can't remember what happened there, but anyway, you know, second round wasn't good. Semis, that's okay, but we wanted, you know, now we got ourselves behind, so we need some yellow hats. Green hats are cool, but we want some yellow hats. I've talked so much, I probably run everybody out of questions.
We're all good.
Thank you. Congratulations.